There's a before I went to America, I met a woman who had, I mean, nothing is quite as dramatic as this, but she had a dream or a vision of an old monk coming to her and saying that he was taking birth with her and that she'd need to, she'd be keeping the five precepts and she was and she when she's talking about it, she was sort of amazed that because she wasn't that great at keeping the precepts before, and then all of a sudden it was very natural to keep the precepts, and then she would give Dhamma talks to her friends. But that many of these things are you think, okay, it's wonderful and marvelous, but that's sort of some fable in the sort of passed on through the Buddha's time. But I just it was very interesting. She said as the fetus matured, as it got more and more red, closer to birth, then she felt the because there was this very clear connection with this being in her womb, and she said it started to decrease the strength of that and the power of it, quite so not completely. Out of the realm of possibility.
And did her child indeed become a monk?
That I don't know. That was, that's quite a while ago now, and I haven't followed up. I from time to time I do think about that, but it was this old monk who came to her and she.
Prat Roypee.
Yeah.
Isn't Prat Roypee?
Not Roypee, yeah.
Yeah.
So is he a 100-year-old monk?